SF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you. A message from the War Amps.
When you use a War Amps key tag, you protect your keys.
If you lose your keys,
the finder can call the number on the back of the tag.
Or drop them in any mailbox.
And the War Amps will return your keys to you.
For free.
Order your key tags today at waramps.ca.
And make a difference in the lives of amputees, like me.
Thank you.
Pre-produced at my compost heap in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Kuskokwim, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 142 of the program, and it is a no-repeat new music episode, and it is new music for November 2025. This is a weird one tonight. Another weird one. It makes me worry that music's changing, which is dumb because it's always changing. I'm also recognizing now that ambient music is on a good run, but I've kind of been over ambient music lately, so maybe that's where I'm having trouble. I'm also kind of sleepy and I should probably eat something. October new music didn't turn out bad after all. And for this one, I've got more and, I think, marginally better music, and there might actually be a show winner tonight. I should take this time to thank everyone who donated to CJSF's annual fund drive this year. Thank you so much. If you haven't donated and you want to, you can go anytime to cjsffunddrive.ca. Back to the episode. It's November new music, and I scraped about a month to 6 weeks from all of my recurrent sources. I'm still putting all the work in it. I think I'm just getting more persnickety. As usual with these types of episodes, it is all new music with a few carve-outs. Tonight's carve-outs are 4 songs from reissues, 1 backdated track, and 1 leftover from the summer. That leftover may be cursed. So maybe tonight's episode will be cursed. It's the curse of Yamantaka Sonic Titan. Every episode I've played them on has not worked. To be clear, though, I'm not playing Yamantaka Sonic Titan tonight. Great band, by the way. I'm playing a song with a chorus that sounds a lot like it's from Yamantaka Sonic Titan. Spit an image. And it's the next song up when I stop talking in about a minute, so you can hear for yourself. Keeping score for this potentially cursed episode of Home of Burnaby Rock, the big winner is a CJSF playlist with 8 songs from 7 artists, so way to go. Right on their heels is Bandcamp Mailbag at 7, followed by Distro at 5 and Blaylocks with 4. The KALXUC Berkeley Radio Top 35 has 3, which is an uptick. The Earshot 50 and CITR charts have 2 each, while the David Dean Burkhart YouTube channel and Pitchfork are both on the board with 1 apiece. Tonight's show is consistent throughout, I think. I had a lot to choose from. I don't know why I'm not bonkers about it. The show started off with soft rock, and coming up next, the ladies take over for a while. In the big set, it's electronic and some pop, and then it dives into ambient and folk, and then an abrupt turn into harder alternative music. There are a couple of 90s reissues in that section that are actually really good. The Canadian one is particularly jaw-dropping, at least upon repeat listening, but it's not show winner. I can't be having reissued tracks as show winners. Yet another house rule. Starting off the show was soft rock, like I said. First up was Sakadees with Greek Fire. Second up was Bogan. It was Brandon and Friends from Tillsonburg, Ontario. What is going on in Tillsonburg? That is a sprawling masterpiece. And then the set finished up with Shadowgraphs.